Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I encourage you not to base your daily schedules on the things that are happening in the world scene, but put your daily activities in the hands of God. If God delivered Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael out of a fiery furnace, don't you think he can deliver you? When you realize that there's no situation in your life that surprises God, you will put your trust in him concerning every decision you make. Linda calls in and tells us that her precious husband, Gene, has gone to be with the Lord, and Darren prays a powerful and comforting prayer over Linda. When your loved ones go to be with God, he will give you strength to carry on. Now let's join the program.
Well, we're ready to go for it, aren't we, Barbara?
Yes.
I need to lean on you. Some of you need to make that phone call today because you're trying to do it alone. And the Bible doesn't say in so many words, but it actually does imply there are no lone rangers. And we have to reach out to each other really to get through some of the hard times. And I remember one of the deep, dark times in my life, Barbara, I was seated on a Continental flight, I was headed for Seattle, Washington. I said, God, why can't just you and I, the Bible and my notebook here, why can't we get it together? And I remember the seat on the plane. I was about halfway back on the right side, window seat. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, there are no lone rangers, no lone rangers. And you know, at that dark time, I had to reach out to somebody else because I was in a funk. I was in a hole. And some of you today need to reach out because we got a lot of listeners who would like to pray for you.
I believe some of the concern, Darren, is that we love the Love Pats and we love the TLC and we love the Warm Fuzzies. But when we have involved ourselves in sin, and some in deep sin, and I'm talking about some of you listeners that have involved yourself and you've compromised, and you want somebody to come with you with loving kindness and with all those warm fuzzies and tell you how you need to come back to the Lord, well, sometimes it's very dramatic and it's very painful. And the Lord does chastise. He does, in essence, spank his children. And the spankings are grievous. And it says that. It says it in Hebrew. It says it throughout the Old Testament, that the one whom he loves, he chastises, or he corrects. And the correction sometimes is very severe. And we don't like that. And the whole body of Jesus Christ, remember what Peter said, that judgment is going to come to the household of God first. And so if there are times when you do call in and Darren or Barbara are somewhat harsh to you, it's not because we really enjoy lambasting you or telling you that you're so wrong. But it's the fact that sometimes a brother and a sister has to get up in your face and tell you there's something wrong in your life. And Darren, I know it's happened to you and it's happened to me. And at the point where somebody, a brother or sister, does come and correct you in love, and I do say that in love because sometimes love is really tough, and sometimes when a brother or sister does come in love, it is tough, and our flesh screams out. We get defensive. We say, well, I'm not going to talk to them ever again. And I know you've gone through that because we all do. The flesh is so, so powerful in that realm. It wants to speak out first, and it wants to say that it's justified by doing what it did and the actions that it did. But we want to tell you, if you receive that in humility, and Proverbs does say the correction, when you correct a brother in humility, all those things turn out well. Because when you correct a brother who is humble, he will receive it with humility, and he will change. The ones, Darren, I'm concerned about are these brothers and sisters who have received correction. And they are so defensive, and they annihilate themselves farther, and they isolate themselves farther from the body, and they say, well, I'm just going to leave. Nobody loves me, and I'm just going to forget the body of Jesus Christ. you are the ones that we are concerned for. Because if you do that, and if you sit at home and you isolate yourself, or you criticize the one who corrected you in love, then there is, I'm going to say this, there is hell to pay. There really is. And it may be in the end that that will be the end result for you. And we are here to tell you that we love you. And we all have to change, and we all need to get rid of that flesh. And it is so devastating sometimes. But the end result is what we're looking for. The end result is what we're all dying for. You know that. We're all on our way to be dying. And that end result of dying is an absolutely wonderful reward in heaven if we come against that flesh that is so rampantly wanting to do its own will. And Darren, that's been the most, that's been probably the hardest battle in my life, is my flesh.
Well, I think that's true for all of us. I think it's true for everyone. And it's like cutthroat in a card game, you know. That thing rises up and it wants to defeat you. No matter which direction you take, it wants to come against you. And certainly defeat the will of God, the perfect will of God for your life. Mm-hmm. What we're saying today is maybe that's not what you need. Maybe it's not that you need chastisement. Maybe it's just something else that's hard for you, and you need some help getting through it. We're here to help you, and hopefully in compassionate love. And we want to be that steady voice. We've been on here over 1,000 straight programs. I figured that out last night. 4 years of, in fact, there's 260 broadcast days in a year. You can figure it out for yourself. And it is a lot of work, but it's very, very rewarding. And when we see people that will humble themselves and say to a brother or a sister, maybe that's us, maybe it's somebody else, but that humility factor just opens the door to so many things. And what we're telling you is you don't have to go it alone. In fact, in many cases, you can't go it alone and win. So we're here if you want to call. Area code 303-455-0777. Or if you'd rather write, some of you'd rather put it in a letter. That's fine too, but it's Darren Live, Box 37367, Denver, zip 80237, and our announcer, Tim, will give that at the end of the broadcast, as he always does. We had a gentleman call and want me to call you back and tell you how much the scripture cards are and that kind of thing. They're $5 a set. And, folks, the reason I don't call you back is that I don't want to chase your voicemail and then you chase mine, and we're back and forth trying to find each other. Just listen up here on the show. We'll tell you how to get the materials. You can get a material list if you call the office. That number is area code 303-689-0499, and Tim will give that at the end of the broadcast also. But I've called several people back and try to find you, and then you call me back, and it gets to be a zoo. I don't have time to do that, and you probably don't either, so that's why we try to do everything over the air and through the mail.
Well, and especially if you have 10 to 20 calls a day, right. You can't possibly chase all of the calls.
It won't work.
So, yes, if you do want a power pack, and one way to look at all of our tapes and the price of the power packs and all of our materials is to ask and request for a newsletter. And with that newsletter will come our tape list. And you can call our number at the office. It's area code 303-689-0499, and leave your name and address. I know the other day I had a lady call, and boy, she was so articulate. That's wonderful when you can, if you have a difficult last name, to spell it. It helps us immensely. And so if you want a tape list and you want to know the price of that power pack exactly, leave your name and address with our number, area code 303-689-0499, and we'll send one out to you.
And it'll work that way, or you can get on the internet. It's www.freedomstreet.org, O-R-G. And there's a full list there of all the materials and the most recent newsletter. You can read that, download it for yourselves. And this current newsletter we're sending out is one of the most joyous pieces we've ever put out, Barbara, and it's the angel stories.
I say, angels among us. Angels. Also, I need to tell you that on our website, and that's www.freedomstreet, that Freedom Street is all one word, and it's low case, freedomstreet.org, and Tim will give it to you at the end of at the end of this broadcast.
At the end of the age.
We also put Harry Potter's book review on there. And so if you would like to see that book review, it is also on our website. And we appreciate what Dave Smith has done for us every month in updating our website. That's wonderful. I can't wait till we get live radio every day on there.
Now, honey, I've warned you about this before. Every time you compliment him, his price goes up.
Okay.
And don't do that.
All right. Okay.
Don't do
all
that
right.
Because he's sticking it to us now as it is. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Anyway, okay. We have a good time here with sometimes you think, boy, you guys are so serious. Don't you ever have any fun? Yes, we do. And we'd like for you to get in on that. But the most joy we have, not fun, but joy, is serving Jesus Christ. And during these crazy times, in fact, Barbara, almost have to turn off the television. The news is just regurgitating all this stuff about the election or and all the stuff that's going on. But I believe this. Jesus is Lord and righteousness will prevail.
Yes.
And I'm still praying today and I've not given up and I don't want you folks to give up. And I'll tell you, we're learning a valuable lesson. Next time we have election, get out and go to the polls and vote.
Yes, because some of you who didn't vote. Yeah, that's right. Some of you who didn't vote. That's what's causing this. I believe that if every Christian would have gotten out there and voted, Darren, would have voted the godly way, the righteous way, I believe we wouldn't have this icky, sticky
mess.
Yes, so.
Well, we were deceived, and next time we're going to hear the voice of God more accurately, and everybody's going to jump up and go to the polls, and that's going to be a good deal, but we're trying to bring up to speed of what's going on there, but aside from all of that stuff, Jesus is Lord. I was talking to a friend of ours over the weekend, and he said, you know, Darren, no matter what happens, God is still God. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds simplistic, but it's not. God is still going to be God no matter what happens in this election. And we're all going to have to get that truth buried in our hearts and know that when we run to him in the name of Jesus, he's going to answer us. He's going to be there with comfort. And I have a very special friend. We have a very special friend named Linda. And her husband is in the hospital. It's really, really a tough time. So I'd like for you to lift her up in prayer right now, if you would, and just hold her just steady, Linda and Jean. So, Father God, right now, we just lift up Linda. We know it's a tough time for her and for Jean and for the family. And we pray and ask, Father God, that your perfect will would be done in this situation. And we know that for those that are suffering and struggling in hospitals, those that are fighting pain at home, that you're still Lord of that and you're greater than the pain. And we ask that you would help them to trust you to set aside the pain, no matter how it got there or how long it's been there, Lord. You can be the God of healing and relief and peace today. And we're asking that for our friends that are in bed, in the bed of affliction, for those that are just under it, Lord. We ask you to reach down and touch them and take away the pain and the discomfort and the disorientation and the confusion. We think of that in the powerful name of Jesus. And also our friend Jim that just went through a serious back operation. We ask you to touch him today. In your powerful name, Jesus, we pray and we thank you. You are the God of healing. Amen.
Amen. I've been reading about Nebuchadnezzar, Darren, and here was a king, the most powerful king on the earth at the time, and this was when Israel had been captured by Babylon. They had been taken over to Babylon, so Daniel and Azariah and Hananiah and Mishael were part of that great group of Jews that had been taken over to Babylon, and here they were, captives of a huge country, the most powerful country at the time. And Nebuchadnezzar was a king who was very proud. He had everything he desired. And when the three Hebrew children were delivered out of the furnace and he saw that their clothes weren't even singed, they weren't even blackened from the fire, he recognized the God of Israel. And he said, and this is the names that he gave them. These are the heathen names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come out, you servants of the Most High God, and come here. And Nebuchadnezzar recognized the Most High God. In fact, he said in chapter 4 of Daniel, how great are his signs, capital H, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. This was a king that recognized there was a God in Israel that was powerful. And yet, Darren, he didn't bow to that God. There are some people today that call themselves Christians in word only, in name only, and yet they don't bow to the Most High God. And so we say, those people, unless works follow after their confession, it is important that you see that they are unregenerated. And Nebuchadnezzar had to go through 7 years crawling on all fours as an animal, Darren, before he was humbled and he allowed God into his heart. And I remember the time this man came back to the United States and said, oh, Arafat just received Jesus as his Savior. By just a mere confession of your mouth, I'm sorry, it does not show that a person has received Jesus. And it's the works, faith without works is dead. It's the works that follow that bring that faith into a completeness and a conclusion. Here Nebuchadnezzar
was
the
same way.
Well,
when you talk about salvation, it talks about not just saying the words, but believe in your heart.
Yes.
Believe in your heart.
And here Nebuchadnezzar, he praised the Most High God. He said he's from everlasting to everlasting, from generation to generation. Yet, in the fourth chapter, he had to fall. I mean, he fell hard. Here's Daniel's prophecy in verse 25 of chapter 4 of Daniel. You'll be driven away from mankind. Your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle and be drenched with the dew of heaven. And 7 periods of time, that 7 years, will pass over you until you recognize that the Most High God is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes. Now, here is where this is important, even in salvation, Darren, the heart attitude, our recognition of who God truly is. That's salvation, not a little prayer with our mouths.
Right, not a prayer that you don't believe.
Yes.
That you have to believe in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Okay, let's take this call. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Darren and Barb.
Hi.
I just called to tell you Gene went home.
Oh.
He went to be with the Lord?
Praise
yep.
God.
Did you hear us pray for you?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you, it's heaven's gain and our loss, but we're all going to be
yes.
there, aren't we?
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Well, what time did he check out?
He died at 5 o'clock yesterday.
Oh. Well, God
Well, I knew when I stood there by his bed yesterday and we prayed together, I had the strong feeling that his spirit was already with the Lord, and
yes.
we were looking at the leftovers, so to speak.
Yes, right.
But
yes.
I'll tell you, you're standing strong, Linda. I really admire you.
I want to thank you for coming up there and telling him goodbye.
Well, you know something, Linda, as I was driving, I told you yesterday, as I was driving past the refinery on I-76 there, I guess that's the right road, but anyway, I was driving and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, I'm going to undergird Linda with a peace that she can feel. It's going to be thick as a mattress.
Amen.
And when I got to the hospital, that was happening for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's yeah. tough. How many years were you and Gene married, Linda?
About 25.
25 years.
I was blessed. He was a good man and a good husband. And Lisa was with him when he left, and he went really fast. She said she sang him a song, Ann and I. And I he just went home.
Well, you know, that's something we all have to face sometime, but I just so admire your walk with the Lord, Linda, and I know you're going to miss Gene terribly, and I will too. You know, I had a special love for your husband. I tried to tell him that ever since he was healed 5 years ago. But
he kept that healing. And
yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
He did. And
never had pain in his head again, did he?
No, he didn't. And he almost died about 10 years ago, and I asked the Lord to give us a few more years, and he did, so...
Praise
I'm looking
God.
At that I was blessed with 10 years.
10 more years.
That I wouldn't have had.
Now, how can you make a phone call today to us here and you just lost your husband? How are you able to do that?
Because I know where he is. And I feel a joy that it surpasses my understanding because I know where he is. And my granddaughter slept with me last night, and she woke up this morning, and she said, Grandma said, Grandpa's happy. And I said, he is. And she said, yeah, he's in heaven with his mama and his son. We had a son that died when he was born.
Really?
And he's with Jesus, and he's happy. And so, you know, he is. So and if you believe in heaven and there's a better place, how could you be sad for Gene? I mean,
you know, when we were standing by the hospital bed yesterday, I was talking to you about people that lose a loved one. They say, well, I lost my husband, I lost my wife. You didn't lose Gene. You know,
no.
He's right where he is, don't you?
That's right.
Well,
what we told the grandkids, they cried, you know, but now he gave them love, and they mm-hmm. know that they were loved.
Yes.
He lives in their hearts. And,
yes.
I'm still a blessed woman, even though my husband decided to go home. Well, I can't blame him.
Yeah, he made a choice, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. You know, so many people try to hold a loved one here. You know, they keep them on machines and all that kind of stuff. And that person has already decided, I've seen a little bit of the other side. I want out of here.
That's right.
Well,
it's hard to let them go, but if you really love someone, you can do it.
Yeah, you don't want them to stay here, do you?
No.
Well, we know you're going to make it. You really are, Linda. You've got a strong will, and you've got Jesus on your side.
That's right.
And You're powerful in the Lord, so we know that you're going to make it.
And Dean had great faith, and he taught me a lot. I'm thankful for that, and I thank you guys for being our friends. And
well, you folks are easy to love.
Well, we love you guys.
I really mean that. You guys have quite a story. You've been through a lot of hard times, but Jesus has never let you down, has he?
No, he never has, and he never will. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers, and it's not over yet, so.
Well, we're going to all have a great reunion one of these
That's
days.
That's right.
Well, Father God, we just lift up Linda right now, and Lord, this time of challenge, and we ask right now, Lord, that the reality of the angels being there like they were in the room yesterday, I saw them, and Lord, just keep her steady. And for those that have lost a loved one, maybe a husband or wife, today I just trust, Lord, that as we reach out to them, that your love will be there, that your undergirding, that your peace will be there. And Lord, sometimes we have so many questions and get so few answers, but we can always have that marvelous quality of peace from you. And we need that. So, Lord, we ask you just multiply that peace for Linda today and for the kids and for all of our listeners, Father, that are struggling with a recent loss or with great sorrow. We ask that you would replace the sorrow with great peace. Lord, we can't put a price on peace, and you have that to give us. Jesus, one of your names is Prince of Peace, and we thank you for coming to earth and giving us a chance to get born again so we could live forever with the Father in heaven. We know that's where Gene is today, and we celebrate. We celebrate, Father. Amen.
Well, I love you guys.
And we'll love you.
And thank you.
Keep us posted.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a tough deal. You lose your husband one day and make a phone call like that the next morning. That's got to be hard, isn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of things have to be done when that happens. A lot of communication has to be made. And I remember the next day after my first husband died, he died around the same time, around 6:30 at night. And the next morning I had to call our daughter Dana in Sioux City, Iowa, who was at school. And that was probably the most difficult thing I had to do, is to get her out of class. And there, I asked her professor to be with her when I told her, because I couldn't hold her when she was screaming and crying when she found out her dad had died. So it was so hard, but God gives us the grace to get through those times. And then when she came into the house, I remember we had called you to do the memorial service, and you had been so gracious to do that, Darren. And that was before I even knew what was going to happen here with us getting married. I mean, this is such a dramatic story. But you were so kind to John and had brought him communion when he was ill. And so you were there when she came from the airport, and she just walked in so full of hate and bitterness and all of this. And you just held her. You held her and held her while she just bawled her brains out, as we all say. And it's important to have brothers and sisters around at that time. Praise the Lord.
Well, I remember coming to the hospital and serving John communion, and I even here's a man that was, for all evidence, is dying. I mean, that's what you'd see in the natural. But I said to John, you know, and I think that's a time to be, not the time to be so politically correct, but I said to him, John, is there any sin in your life that you need to confess? Because I want to serve your communion if you will receive it. And he said, no, Darren, there's no sin.
Mm-hmm. And he was absolutely right.
And we had communion there around his hospital bed. Now, folks, I want to tell you, that communion is such a powerful ceremony. But John had just been in a coma, and he had seen Jesus. And I'm not so sure, but what Gene hadn't seen Jesus. And once you see Jesus, say, wow, I want out of this place.
You're out of here.
This is nothing here on earth compared to where I'm going.
That's right.
And it would be real selfish. And I know we have the power, in a sense, to hold people here. And I didn't realize we were going to talk about so much death today, but I remember when my dad was dying, and I was praying every way I knew how to pray. I was sending angels into his house, and he was in Indiana, and I was here in Colorado. And one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, Darren, your dad's faith level is not where yours is. Mm-hmm. Now, why don't you let him go? Well, my brother and my sister and my mother had already released Dad. Well, once I released him, 20-some hours later, he was gone.
Yes.
I was holding him here. Now, why would I hold him here? Well, I believed he could be healed, and he could have been healed, but we didn't have all of the pieces of the puzzle for a miracle, so to speak. Dad didn't have the faith. He'd gone through so much pain, he was ready to get out of here.
Oh, that's right. And the greatest, most complete miracle of all, and the greatest healing of all, is that time when we go to be with Jesus.
Right.
that's so important. And I believe we do hold loved ones back sometimes. And I'll tell you, Darren, the more people, my loved ones, are released to heaven and go to be with the Lord, the more I long to be there. So I can see when I'm like 90, 85 or 90, the Lord willing, I'm going to desire to go there. That I'm going to have my suitcase packed. I'll tell you what, and I'm going to go. I do not want to stay here.
Doing the numbers over here, Barbara. If I got to put up with you that many more years. Well, folks, I'll tell you, it's going to be a joyous time, and one day there's going to be a great celebration, a great banquet in heaven.
Oh, yes.
And God is the one that's going to prepare that and serve that to us, and it's going to be a time of rejoicing. Now, if you have no idea what we're talking about, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. And I'm going to take a scripture and just read it to you today, because some of you had known him in the past, but you've gotten away from the Lord. You need to come back, and I'm telling you, this is room service. We're knocking on your door and saying, come on. And here's what the word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Some of you aren't saved. You're lost, and you need to be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
Now, there's two things that happen there, Darren. He not only confesses with his mouth, he believes with his heart.
In his heart.
That's right.
So I'm going to say this prayer, pray this prayer. I want you to pray it with me. And if you do, you will get born again. And if you die like my friend Gene just died yesterday, you'll end up in heaven. Now, we don't know how many days we have left. None of us know.
No.
So it's an important decision. So I want to pray this prayer with you. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I confess my sins.
I confess my sins.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I need to come to you.
I need to come to you.
I need a new heart.
I need a new heart.
I need a fresh start.
I need a fresh start.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus is the Christ.
That Jesus is the Christ.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Take away all the sin.
Take away all the sin.
I need a fresh start.
I need a fresh start.
I'm turning my back on sin and the devil.
I am turning my back on sin and the devil.
I'm running to Jesus.
I'm running to Jesus.
Jesus, save me.
Jesus, save me.
I need to be saved.
I need to be saved.
I need a new heart.
I need a new heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
For saving me.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Now, if you just came back to Jesus, or if you got saved, saying that prayer with us for the first time, please get a hold of us. If you're a brand new Christian, get your Bible. Most of you have a Bible. If you don't, go to the bookstore and get one and start reading in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Fourth book in the New Testament.
That's a wonderful book.
It'll be such an encouragement to you. I would just say this to you. Welcome to the family. We're glad you're a part of us.
Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.